It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Over the past few weeks, there have been a flurry of revelations about contacts between the Taliban and Afghanistan's government, contacts aimed at creating peace talks. U.S. and Afghan officials agree that only a political accord can bring the war to an end. But as with many things in Afghanistan, the road to a possible peace process is both complicated and not always as it seems. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
There have been many claims recently that substantial talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government are just around the corner or are already underway. Some of those claims have come from the Afghan president himself, Hamid Karzai. During a televised speech earlier this week, Karzai said Afghanistan and the international community are marching towards reconciliation and that there are signs the Taliban is on board. Karzai also told CNN that he has already begun holding secret talks with Taliban leaders. Presidential spokesman Waheed Omar quickly sought to clarify Karzai's remarks.
What he meant was mainly more in terms of contacts and people calling each other and say we're ready for talks. If you say talks in the form of negotiations whereby you sit behind table and discuss each other's conditions and discuss as to how this is going to be taken forward, no, in that form we have not had comprehensive talks.
These sorts of nuances and conflicting versions of events are common here in Afghanistan and are played out in the media, usually involving unnamed sources giving differing accounts of who is meeting whom. The senior Taliban leadership based in neighboring Pakistan has denied there have been any meetings with the Karzai government. Mullah Abdul Salam Saif is a former member of the Taliban and was its ambassador to Pakistan. Tall, intense, wearing a black turban, Saif says the Taliban considers the Karzai government illegitimate and a puppet of the United States and will not enter into negotiations with him.
Yeah, why the Taliban should talk with Karzai? Who is Karzai?
Zaif says there are only two players who should be at the negotiating table, the United States and the Taliban. But Zaif claims America is not ready, is still trying to win militarily. He says the U.S. and the Afghan government are whipping up stories about peace negotiations in order to show progress in America's new strategy for Afghanistan and to sow confusion among the Taliban.
They want to increase some kind of the Taliban? Is there something going on?
The prospect of peace negotiations may convince some Taliban members to come back into the fold. But earlier efforts at reconciliation and reintegration have not gone well. Professor Mohammad Akram Mirhazar holds a thick blue binder full of files. Each one contains a postage stamp picture of a Taliban militant who has renounced violence and a letter from the government promising to protect the former insurgent.
So these are all letters, actually. They are similar to each other. Only the names and the pictures are different.
Mirhazar is the director of Afghanistan's Peace and Reconciliation Commission, an organization formed more than 5 years ago to try to reintegrate Taliban members. Mirhazar says initially 100 to 150 men would come in each week to surrender. He says that number has tailed off dramatically because Afghan provincial authorities have reneged on security guarantees.
These people have been arrested by the government and their property were seized by some of the local warlords and powerful people, and the government did not support them.
Mirzar says this has made Taliban members wary of buying into any peace plan. But government officials say this time things will be different. In a crowded hall in the center of Kabul, members of a new, higher-level peace council gather. President Karzai recently set up the council as a way to guide any formal talks with the Taliban and other insurgents. Abdul Hakim Mujahid, a council member, says the time is ripe for negotiations.
This is the right time that all of the sides to show their flexibility in this regard and take in consideration the high national interest of the people of Afghanistan.
But Mujahid says without the help of the international community, the peace process will not bear fruit. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.